Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
I'm Brian Holst, and I am joined right now by jazz guitarist Frank Potenza, who is going to be performing on April 1st as part of the Laguna Beach Live Series, bringing great jazz music and food together. Frank, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Brian?
I'm quite well. So you live in Los Angeles, that's right?
Yes, I do.
And you'll be trekking it down here. Hopefully it'll be as warm as it is today. It's quite nice and warm down here, so I'm imagining it's pretty toasty where
Boy,
you are.
Boy, if it gets any warmer, I'm going to have to get out my scissors and make some shorts.
I know. It's warm. Now, you basically were the protege of a legendary jazz guitarist, Joe Pass, and you've obviously come into your own. What was it like working with him, and how did you kind of get from where you were in Rhode Island to here in Los Angeles a couple of decades ago?
Well, I met him in Boston. He came to Boston to play in 1974, and he was playing at the Jazz Workshop solo. He was playing solo guitar, so I took my father to see him, and we sat right in the front and watched the whole set. And after the set, I went up to him and asked him if he was open for lessons. And he said yes. And to meet him the following day at the Hotel Lenox, which I'm not sure is still there anymore, but it was right across the street, across Boylston Street. And I got there at something like 10 in the morning and went up to his room, and we spent a couple hours together. And that was the beginning of a 20-year friendship that I was fortunate enough to have with him. So,
and all that
from
just
there...
I was going to say, and all that just because you kind of asked. I guess that truism really is, it doesn't hurt to ask. And this.
Yeah, I mean, some people don't want to teach, and some people don't when they're on the road. Like, you know, if I have people come up to me when I'm out of town and they say, I'd like to take a lesson tomorrow, if I have the time, I'm glad to accommodate them. Some people are uncomfortable with it, and some people, you know, some of the pros that I've met just don't like teaching. It's not something that they want to do or that they think is worth whatever they could charge for it or whatever. But he was up for it, and, you know, we spent a couple of hours together, and then when I would be playing in New York, and if he was there, I'd go see him play or get out of my gig and go over and hang out with him, or we'd go to his hotel, we'd go get something to eat, we'd hang out and play, whatever. So that was all in New England, and then in 1980, I moved to Los Angeles, and he was living in Northridge. So I contacted him, and we would get together every now and again, and same thing, eat, play, hang out, do errands, whatever, and sometimes be at John Pisano's house. John is his longtime friend and associate. So we would go to John's house, and John would cook this amazing Italian meal, and we would have wine and cigars and guitars and music, and it was just, you know, there were many days where we just spent the whole afternoon and evening over at John's just enjoying good food and good music, and it was wonderful.
Well, and was that sort of your sort of doorway into meeting a lot of the incredible people in jazz music that you worked with? I was reading that you've performed with Dizzy Gillespie and just a whole host of people. Was that sort of like the starting point for you?
Well, that it was during that time that I was teaching at City College in Long Beach, and we would have these concerts where we would bring in special guests to play with the big band. At that time, we had a student big band. And so Dizzy was one of the guests, and he wanted a rhythm section, and he didn't want to play with students, so I was asked to play for that and got a chance to, you know, to be part of that band, which I have on videotape, and was just an incredible experience. And that was a time in my life where, you know, these things were just kind of coming about as a result of my having relocated here and going out and sort of pounding the pavement and sitting in at places and all of that. So it was a great time of my life, and I got a lot of really wonderful opportunities as a result of that. Joe would take me to, you know, I would take him on an errand to drop his car off or something. I'd say, well, where do you have to go? And he says, well, drop me off in Beverly Hills. He gives me the address. We show up. We're at Ella Fitzgerald's house. And I say, what time do you want me to pick you up? And he says, why don't you just come in? So I go in, and she's very nice to me and comes over and gives me a compliment about my dimples. And I sit there and watch the rehearsal. And then she comes over and asks if I can join them for lunch. And I had lunch at Ella Fitzgerald's house. You know, so there was
and
things
she
like
likes
that
your dimples.
We're just hanging out with him. Because I was with him, I got to be around a bunch of stuff that I probably would never have been around. So it was great. It was a dream come true. It was, you know, for somebody who was one of your huge influences and heroes, it was just magical for me.
Did I hear you correctly a minute ago, too? Did you say that you were teaching at Long Beach City College?
Yeah, I taught at Long Beach City College in the commercial music program for 15 years.
Oh, that's awesome. My father's a retired Long Beach police officer, so I know the area well. I've been on the campus. That's very cool.
Uh-huh.
So do you spend much time in Laguna? Do you kind of hang out here much, or are you...
Not as much as I'd like to. We have a lot of friends in Laguna, and that I actually will probably get to see now because I'm playing there. Some of the people that I know in Laguna don't leave Laguna too much, and I actually understand very well why, because it's so beautiful there.
It's beautiful, and, on a warm day like this, too, it's a little bit of a task to get out sometimes.
When I first came to California, the first trip I made, my wife, who was then my girlfriend, basically showed me around Southern California, and one of the first places she took me to was Laguna Beach, and I just thought to myself, oh, no, this is what I came here for. You know, it's just such a beautiful spot, and the geography alone, the coastline is just so beautiful, and there's so much great stuff happening there.
It is quite special. We're fortunate here. That is for sure. So right now you are touring in support of your recent release titled For Joe. It's on Capri Records. And where are you touring? And I mean, is it mostly local? Are you heading out into the U.S.?
Yeah, I go all over the country. I don't go every week, but I try to get out at least once or twice a month. That's... And with my teaching schedule here at USC, I have a lot going on here in town too. I play occasionally in town, but not all that much. So this date at 7 Degrees is going to be something that I'm really looking forward to. I'll get a chance to play with some old friends, and that would be Ricky Woodard and Luther Hughes and Kendall Kay. In a quartet format with saxophone, which I really love because it just leaves me a lot of space with no keyboard. And Ricky's one of my favorite saxophone players. And they're all old and dear friends of mine.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you taught at USC, but I did read that you had a couple of texts that were published by the USC Thornton Guitar Instructional Series. So that makes sense.
I'm the chair of the studio guitar program here.
That is awesome. Well, we are looking forward to Jazz Wednesdays on April 1st, and you're going to be once again with Ricky Woodard. And who are the other two that you mentioned?
Luther Hughes on bass and Kendall Kay on drums.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today, Frank, and we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
My pleasure, Brian. You have a great weekend and stay cool.
You too. Try to beat the heat.